Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Okay, here we are, the final lesson, the final video, and it's not going to be the longest one. I'm not sure if it's going to be the shortest one either. I'm going to have to go back and check on that. Either way though, this video is going to be the most important one. While I've told you it would be about maintaining and improving your epic team, it really is about much more than that. I'm going to share with you two of the simplest truths about success. For if you choose to ignore them, hey, you might as well just go back to your cubicle and resume working for someone else. However, if you choose to focus on following them, well, the sky's the limit for you. But before we cross that bridge, let's talk about maintaining and improving your epic team. Because without them, I mean, remember in video two, without your epic team, your success is gonna plateau and you'll never reach those epic levels that you really deserve. And without following these steps to maintain and improve your network, you'll have wasted all the effort it took to build the team in the first place, which is going to result in starting over or exiting the business altogether. And we don't want that. So pay attention and learn how to maintain your epic team. To maintain your team, you're going to engage your team. You will not engage your epic team day in and day out. There will be some team members, possibly your Epic Insiders team and frontline acquisition team, who you'll see on a more regular basis than others. But that doesn't mean you don't need to stay in contact with your other team members. In fact, you want to both maintain and strengthen your relationships with all team members to create stable and indefinite growth. That's how it works. That's what creates that growth ongoing. So each and every month, you need to call every member of your Epic team. Every month, you got to call them. Doesn't matter if you're discussing a deal in progress, chatting about how to boost business, or just checking in and catching up personally. Always make a point to speak to each person once a month on the phone. Also, I want you to take the time to mail something of interest or value to each member at least once per quarter, every 3 months. And I didn't say email, I said mail, as in an old-fashioned envelope and stamp. So what do you put in that? Well, you put in something of value, something relevant to that person. Newspaper or magazine article clippings, those work really well. Handwritten notes work well. I use a service called Send Out Cards to fill the void when I just can't find anything else to send. The point here is, in a day and age where all communication is online, stand out by communicating offline. Take the time to put something in the mail. Show them that you care about them and their business. Because you do. This is your team. And this practice, it's going to come back to you tenfold. Don't underestimate old-fashioned courtesies in a high-tech world, because they are more important than they have ever been. Now, I want you to meet once per month with at least five. You can meet with more, but at least five of the people that you see providing you the greatest value to your business. This could be, you know, maybe the bird dog that brings you the best deals, a contractor that always over-delivers. Or maybe it's that local bank loan officer that always comes through in a pinch. Recognize them for their efforts. Ask them how you can help them grow their business. And work together to deliver even more value to each other. This is my favorite. Always keep your eyes and ears open for referrals for your team members. Genuinely and unselfishly, help your team build their business and they'll help you build yours. I'm a firm believer that the more you give, the more you get. Actually, I'm more than a believer in that philosophy. I'm a witness. It works. And that, my friends, brings me to this final thought. Those who succeed in real estate investing and other professions, they understand the following two simple truths. First, you must build, maintain, and nurture strong relationships. you must build, maintain, and nurture strong relationships. Second, you must earn a trustworthy reputation among your peers and your customers. This entire course has addressed in detail the first simple truth, relationships. That's what this is all about, building a team, creating relationships. The second truth, reputation, that can be covered in just one sentence. To earn a trustworthy reputation, you need to do no more than say what you're going to do and do what you say for no other reason than you said so. That's honoring your word. Your word is your reputation. At the end of the day, relationships and reputation are what will define your epic team and ultimately your overall success. And when you have them working for you and your team, the world will seem to almost magically conspire in your favor. This type of magic inside of a real estate investing business creates millionaires. It creates financial freedom for you and those you care about most. I'm going to end with this. There's an ancient Chinese proverb that says, "To know and not do is to not know." You now know, my friend. I have done my part by showing you how. It's now your turn to do your part and do. For if you don't, knowing how to build an epic team makes no difference. Take this information and go create something epic.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.